In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, imploring Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sins.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your punishment, now and forever. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinner. Upon this, your confession, I, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The introit. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again will I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand.
Lord, you have been favorable to your land. You have brought back the captivity of Jacob. You have forgiven the iniquity of your people. You have covered all their sins. Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for He will speak peace to His people. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again will I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Lord, we implore you, give ear to our prayers and lighten the darkness of our hearts by your gracious visitation. For you now live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the third Sunday in Advent is from the 40th chapter of Isaiah. Comfort. Yes, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The voice said, "Cry out." And he said, "What shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. O Zion, you who bring good tidings, get up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, you who bring good tidings, lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young." This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is the graduate. Epistle is from the fourth chapter of 1 Corinthians. Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by a human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself, for I know nothing against myself. Yet I am not justified by this, but he who judges me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsels of the hearts. Then each one's praise will come from God. This is the word of the Lord. According to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter. And when John had heard in prison about the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said to him, "Are you the coming one, or do we look for another?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Go and tell John the things which you hear and see. The blind see, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who is not offended because of me." As they departed, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John, "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Indeed, those who wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I say to you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you.' Assuredly, I say to you, among those born of women, there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist. But he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. This is the Gospel of the Lord. The Nicene Creed. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth,
and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ,
the only begotten Son of God,
begotten of his Father before all worlds,
God of God, light of light,
very God of very God, begotten not made,
being of one substance with the Father,
by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven
and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary
and was made man
and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate.
He suffered and was buried.
And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father.
And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son,
who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified,
who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead
and the life of the world to come.
Thank you.
sermon text is from St. Matthew, today's gospel, special emphasis on the words, yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
St. John led an extraordinary life as a special prophet, the one who would go before the Lord Jesus. John was a preacher of the law, pointing out the sins of the people and urging them to repentance, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." He pointed out the sins of the religious leaders, telling them, "You brood of vipers who warned you to flee from the coming wrath, produce fruit in keeping with repentance." Even when all of the Jewish authorities were silent, John preached against Herod Antipas, who had ruled over all Palestine. You see, Herod had married his brother Philip's wife, even while Philip was still living. Clearly against the Mosaic law, but no one would say anything. John did. John clearly said, "It is not lawful for you to have her." And it is, in fact, this action of preaching against Herod that had gotten him thrown in prison. John preached about the coming wrath, how the axe was already at the root of the tree and it was to be cut down when there was not repentance. But John the Baptist was also a preacher of the gospel. John baptized those who confessed their sins that they might have forgiveness. And having baptized Jesus in the Jordan River, John later says, "I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is he who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. I have seen and testify that he is the Son of God." So John the Baptist clearly preached the gospel. He even pointed out Jesus at one point and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." St. Luke sums up John's preaching of law and gospel by saying, with many other words, John exhorted the people, preached the good news to them. So like all of God's prophets and pastors and evangelists, and now even through pastors, John does the same that all of us do. He preached the law to the unrepentant and the gospel to those who were repentant, sorry for their sins. But in today's text, we have John who is confined in prison, and he began to wonder about the Messiah. Now, it's not that John ever gave up his faith in Jesus as the Messiah, but things did not go the way, well, he thought it should. It did not seem to make sense to John according to the preaching, which was according to the Word of God. And I think we have to admit, too, that we don't necessarily understand everything that's revealed in the Scriptures. And it's not that every question or every confusion is somehow an outright denial or rejection of Jesus. In fact, those who take God's word quite seriously and believe in Jesus will often give a good deal of time and effort to those difficulties of the faith, trying to figure out what it says. John was having difficulties too. While in prison, John had heard that Jesus was doing things that didn't seem to match up to what he preached about that Jesus was going to do. So John goes, "Where are the works of judgment?" John spoke about the great wrath that was coming. Where's the wrath? John spoke about the axe that was at the root and would cut down the tree. Where was that going on? Where was the fire that was going to consume the tree? So here John is in prison, and he thinks Jesus ought to come and take care of Herod, the wicked one. "Are you the one who is to come?" He sends his disciples. "Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?"
Does he doubt? I don't really think so. In fact, I think it's quite telling that John brings his question to Jesus. John hadn't fallen into disbelief at all. If he didn't believe in Jesus, he wouldn't have gone to Jesus for the answers. He'd have gone to someone else. Although John doesn't fully understand, he trusts that Jesus does have the answers and will clear things up. And so God's people as well. What do? We've always cried out to God with our difficulties. And God has always answered our cries for mercy. The Israelites cried out to God as they were pushed up at the Red Sea with the Egyptians pursuing them. Jonah complained to God when he spared the Ninevites, and he didn't understand. After defeating the prophet Baal on Mount Carmel, Elijah was being hunted down like a fox by Jezebel, and Elijah cries out to God and said, "I have had enough. Lord, take my life." And even our Lord Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane cries out from the cross, "Why have you forsaken me?" It is God's people in belief cry out for answers. And it is sure that God answers us. For those who fear, love, and trust in Him, His word is more than enough. For those who care to listen, God's answers comfort the mind. They give peace to the soul. They strengthen the faith. Now, for those who are simply curious or inquisitive, for those who have another agenda, for those who want to jerk God around like a genie in a bottle, Luther was right when he said, God created hell for people who ask stupid questions. Okay. But concerning John's question, quite seriously, Jesus' answer is plain. Though it is not complete. As is typical, Jesus does not answer the question directly. He makes John's faith speak concerning Jesus' works. Jesus replied, "Go back and tell John what you hear and see." And then he lists all of the things. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news preached to them. Jesus' answer does not deal directly with John's question about the lack of wrath and judgment. But his answer clearly points out that he is the Christ. Jesus points John to the words of Isaiah, which said, "These are all the things that the Messiah will do. Am I doing those?" Well, yes. Okay then. You'll have to trust in me and set your question aside. John's own work was that he was a voice calling in the desert, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God." Jesus directs John to leave all the wrath and judgment up to the Heavenly Father. The one who is gloriously fulfilling the good news of the gospel is Jesus. And so he says to him, "Blessed is he who does not fall away on account of me." Then Jesus uses the occasion of these two disciples asking the question in order to teach the people about the faithfulness of John the Baptist. He speaks about the way in which you treat God's messengers, the way in which you treat God's messengers, is symptomatic of how you regard God. In another place, Jesus says this, "He who listens to you listens to me. He who rejects you rejects me. And he who rejects me rejects him who sent me." So yes, it is true. John does not know everything, but he was chosen by God to preach and teach the truth. And as that special prophet foretold by Isaiah, John baptized Jesus and declared that he was the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John is that special prophet, more than a prophet, because he actually gets to see Jesus face to face. He got to see him. And now that Jesus is doing these many works, so Jesus tells the people who are listening, the gathered ones, so why didn't you pay attention to John? Yes. Why didn't you listen to him? He was more than a prophet. And now he is in prison. And now I'm speaking and you're not listening to me either. The people were too busy. They were too busy with their own lives. They had time to attend parties, but not to attend God's services. They teach their children to write letters to Santa and bring them to his workshop, but they don't bring them to God's house or teach them the way of the Lord. They despise the words of the prophets, but they spend hours balancing their checkbooks. In their false piety, they say, enough of John already, we want to have Jesus. But in reality, if you don't listen to John, you won't listen to Jesus either. They say they would worship Jesus, but, well, we don't really like the pastor, and yeah, that's why we don't go to church anyway. But the message comes from the messenger, and that's where we hear about Jesus. Listen as Jesus speaks to the crowds. He says this, for John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. They find fault with John, they find fault with Jesus. The crowds didn't go out into the wilderness to hear a man who gave the popular opinion. They didn't go out into the wilderness to find a prophet who said what people wanted to hear. John was not rewarded with a cushy job in the king's palace. Jesus knew they went out to hear a prophet, more than a prophet. And thus Jesus convicts them of their sin. He was a prophet, but you did not listen to him. You had the words of the messenger, but by rejecting the messenger, you rejected Jesus, the message. John did not get to see the things, all the things that Jesus had done and were doing. But they did, and yet they did not believe and produced the fruits of righteousness. That's why Jesus said, yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. So likewise, I say to you, that you know much more than John ever did know. You know that Jesus is the Christ, the one who came bringing grace and truth. And you also know the answer to the question of judgment. For there are two comings. In his first coming, he came to take away our sins. When he comes again, there will be judgment. You have a messenger who stands before you each week. He provides you with opportunities to hear God's word, to receive his sacraments. You are not locked up in prison. But yes, you do have difficulties. Difficulties in your faith as you see, well, things that go around, things that happen. Bring those difficulties to Jesus. He will drive away all your fears. If I say things that you don't want to hear, don't be offended by me. But examine your hearts, and if it is sin, then repent. Say with the psalmist, as it's found in our introit for today, I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people. Jesus' words contain a slight rebuke, but they also contain a great blessing. A blessing to those who repent of their sins, to those who cling to Jesus' words, the words of the messenger. He says, blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Page 143, Create in Me, we stand.
Create in me a clean heart, O God. Salvation.
peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord God, O Shepherd of Israel and the one who is to come, we give you thanks that you sent us prophets and holy men of old, the greatest being John the Baptist, to prepare the way for your coming, so that we might receive your forgiveness with repentance. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Heavenly Father, we ask that your church, through the preaching of your word, would continue to proclaim the fulfilled promises about Christ's works and comfort restless hearts. May all pastors in Christ, including our Bishop James, our pastors Gary and Michael, not be reeds swayed by the winds of change and public opinion, but be faithful stewards of the mysteries of God, so that your people might be made ready through your Son's overflowing forgiveness, that we would rejoice in the Lord always. Gather the little lambs that attend our learning center, carry them close to your heart. Uphold our director, Keeley, as well as all of our staff. We ask your blessing upon Pastor Mensing and Faith Lutheran Church in Oregon. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Give your blessing to Joe, the President of the United States, and John, our Chief Justice, to all who make, administer, and judge our laws for the common good, that they reward those who do well, punish those who do evil, maintain morality, protect the unborn and the weak, and command the forces of our nation with wisdom. Extend your gracious rule over all the nations of the earth so that wars may cease, prisoners of conscience may be released, enemies may once again live together in peace. Defend the soldiers, airmen, sailors, and Marines who risk their lives in service to their country. Sustain them during their days of service. Especially be with Danny, Jason, and Blake, and our police officers, especially Daniel and Alex. Provide for those who are hungry, homeless, and unemployed, so that filled with the Lord's hope through his means of grace, and helped through the hands and ears and mouths of God's faithful people, they may receive all that they need to support this body and life. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Bless our shut-in, Carolyn. Be with our elderly, Violet. Provide for the needs of Kevin, Victor and Marcia, Brad, Gibb, Howard and Stan, Jack, Levi, Jennifer, Laura, Grover, Joyce. We ask also that you would continue to be with Charlie. We ask that you would comfort him and his family at the death of his wife, that they might know that Jesus is the Christ and that he is the one who has provided a resurrection for all who believe. Be with our students, with Sarah, Sadie, Jonathan, Kara, Alexis, Benjamin, and Jacob. We also ask that you would comfort Shirley at the passing of Garland yesterday, that you would use your messenger, myself, to preach the comfort that comes from our Savior, who has come as a child, but will come again to provide the blessings of eternal life to all who believe. We ask it through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we here remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your heart. us give thanks to the Lord, our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming him the Messiah, the very Lamb of God, and calling sinners to repentance, that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when he comes again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, 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 Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us.
thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
Let us pray. O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. We ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled to serve you constantly. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.